Former Republic of Ireland international Damien Duff brings his Shells team to Balbofey on Friday night in a crucial game in the top division. There are five games in the Premier tomorrow night and four in Division One. So a busy night. And joining me to look ahead to all the action is former Harps captain and current manager of the Sligo Rovers under 19 side, Declan Boyle. Declan, good to chat to you. Some big games tomorrow night then. The leaders, Derry, well, they're at St Pat's. Sligo Rovers hosting Shamrock Rovers. But for Harps fans, I would suggest the visit of Shelburne, the side just above them in the table, is important on so many levels.
Yeah, it's a big game for Harps, especially the fact that Shelburne have come in obviously in good form away from home. Their results away from home have been excellent so far this season. I mean, they've beaten Drogheda at away, they've drew with Bowes, they've beaten Sligo Rovers 1-0, they've beaten Derry 2-1, they drew with Dundalk 1-1, and I mean, they drew with Shelburne UCD 0-0. So I mean, they've got six away matches, 12 points, and that's pretty much 3-1s and 3-draws. It's been just been excellent form for them. So they're probably set up very good to go away, highly organised by the main man himself, and great to see him involved in the League of Ireland. But he has his team extremely fit, probably one of the fittest teams in the league, and they're really well organised and they're set up to win games away from home, so it's going to be a very difficult match. We know Offaly Harps are in 7 points and Shelburne are sitting 5 points ahead of them, so it's a big game. There's a real opportunity for Harps to close the gap and Shelburne and get a wee bit closer to them.
Yeah, and remember, Harps, their only win this season, Declan, was at Talca Park back in March, a 3-0 victory over Shelburne. But listen, you know, given Harps' struggles so far in this campaign, that's their only one of the campaign. You know, you can't really, you know, be too, well, I wouldn't say you wouldn't be too optimistic, but don't expect them to go out and beat Shelburne at home tomorrow night.
No, it's going to be a difficult match. There's no doubt about that. We all know that all games are difficult in the Premier League, but we need to be sitting in a stall and winning our home games, and that's your best chance of doing that. It was a massive result against Shelburne, and Ollie be looking for his team that's putting the same sort of performance. You know, they sat a wee bit deeper, they invited the pressure on, and Shelburne probably had a bit more possession, and as once you have a bit more possession, it leaves sort of gaps in behind, and that's what Harps exploited on the night and done really well, and well deserved 3 points. So they'll be looking for a similar sort of performance against Shelburne. Shelburne are defensive and they're very good away from home, and that will be a problem. But you know, we got to make sure we won our home games, and that's crucial in this league. The performances haven't been bad at home, and probably should have more points on the board regarding the results, regarding the performances, but we haven't got the results, and scoring goals is a big problem for us. So it's really important tomorrow that we probably score first. If Shelburne score first, it's very hard to see Harps getting 3 points out of the match.
Okay, well, one other important factor about this one, Declan, is the fact that so many players have been hit with suspensions in both camps as well. Shane Griffin was sent off for Shelburne in last week's game against Dundalk, so we knew he was going to miss tomorrow night's game with an automatic ban. But the FAI, they released the suspensions on a Thursday ahead of the weekend's fixtures, and confirmation that Eric McWoods has been hit with a 2-game ban following his recent sending off. Ethan Boyle has reached the 5 yellow cards mark, so he has been hit with a 1-game ban, so both will miss tomorrow night. And on top of the Shane Griffin absence, Shelburne will have to make do without Sean Boyd and Aaron O'Driscoll. They have also been served with suspensions.
Yeah, listen, it's an opportunity for other players to come into those positions. And then obviously for the Harps, you've got Dale Webster, that bad news on the captain who's been out for the season, and that's a massive loss to Harps for the whole season, not just for obviously tomorrow night. So yeah, both teams will be down to bare bones in regards defensively. So you know, Harps have played against Sligo Rovers and we're missing six or seven of the key players and put on a really gutsy performance on the night, and they'll be looking for something similar. But it is an opportunity for players to come in and to do well. And we know Rob Slevin has come in obviously and played centre half in that position, so he might play tomorrow night in the left side centre back. Regan Donnan's come in and done reasonably well in the last couple of games and is finding his feet. So they're the kind of players that they'll come in. Jesse Devers probably might get a chance tomorrow night as well. So players that are normally not playing get a chance tomorrow night, and you know, and this is what they want. I mean, they're training all the time, they want to play in games, and they're probably knocking at the manager's door looking to get opportunities. And tomorrow night, if they might get the opportunity, and they've got to make sure they play well when they get that opportunity.
Right, well, look at the other fixtures then, Declan. The Sligo Rovers Shamrock Rovers match, that's always a match that generates interest and among the Sligo fans, and I would imagine they'll be out in big numbers for this one tomorrow night. A 7:45 start at the showgrounds. The in-form side in the division, Shamrock Rovers, coming to town.
Yeah, the best team that I've seen so far in Finn Park has been Shamrock Rovers. I mean, they're coming a point behind Derry City. Derry City have played 12, 27 points. Shamrock Rovers have played 12, 26 points. So there was a gap there. They closed that gap down on Derry City. And for me, what I've seen so far, they are the best team in the league with the best players and the best squad as well. So they'll be coming with loads of confidence, looking to turn Sligo Rovers. The Sligo Rovers, who performances probably haven't been great. They obviously beat Harps 1-0 and struggled a wee bit. They beat Drogheda up in the Showgrounds 3-2 on the night and struggled a wee bit as well. So they'll be looking for a better performance. And can they pull another 3 points in there in time? We'll only tell on that one. But yeah, listen, massive big crowd. Big derby for them because there's a lot of hatred between both clubs in regards to supporters. And Shamrock Rovers being big crowds, remember it might bring 400 or 500 fans down to that one, so there'll be good entertainment on the night. But Shamrock Rovers are a good team, and I'm expecting them maybe on the night to get 3 points and maybe close the gap in Derry City. But yeah, listen, it's very exciting up there. Derry obviously had really good victory against UCD there, 1-7, won a lot of goals, and then they drew one each at Drogheda, so they're coming as well, loads of confidence, and both teams are the form teams in the league and the two best teams in the league.
And City, yeah, listen, they did well last weekend, didn't they, against UCD, because in the games before that, they drew with Drogheda and lost at home to Shelburne, so it was important for them to get back to winning ways.
Yeah, listen, they're very convincing, you know, and it's great that you've got players scoring goals, and you know, 1-7-1 at UCD. You know, UCD probably weren't great on the night, and the scoreline probably could have been a bit larger by all accounts, and I know Jamie McGonigal scored 3 goals, so it's good for him. Will Patchen get back on the score sheet. Ronan Boyce gets back on as well. So players that are crucial and score a lot of important goals, them are scoring, and that just breeds more confidence into them. But their start this season has been excellent, and you know, still haven't got the full complement of players back. So you know, Michael Duffy obviously had injured, McElhenney's coming and going and bits and pieces. You know, he really hasn't, you know, been consistently in the team. So that for a team that's probably missing their two best players in the top end of the pitch, their performance has been excellent, and they're looking for a big result again at the weekend.
So 5 games tomorrow night, Declan, and do you know what, they're all good games. St Pat's against Derry, Dundalk against Drogheda in that local derby at Oriel Park, Bowes will play UCD. Bowes' form has been up and down all season, hasn't it? And that Harps Shelburne game, I suppose the fact that you have the Damien Duff factor and you've got Mark Coyle back in town as well tomorrow night, you know, so there'll be huge interest in it, and that, you know, I'm really looking forward to this one.
Yeah, I think there'll be a massive game. It's great to see Shelburne coming down, obviously under the stewardship of Duffy. So I mean, it's Damien Duff. So it's I mean, for him to be involved in the league, it just gives a wee bit of profile. He obviously was sent off as well, I think, the last game. So it's interesting to see. But you know, he looks like a very cool sort of player, but I'm a coach to say, and but his team set up, they're really well set up, professionally very good, defensively very good, and I'm looking forward to see what sort of performance Shelburne will put in tomorrow night. But it's, you know, it's about Harps and how they conduct themselves and how they start off the game, and they can start off really well and put Shelburne under pressure and score the first goal. I have no doubt we'll get something out of the game.